God is our ally. But if thou indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Exodus chapter 23, verse 22. The Lord Christ in the midst of his people is to be acknowledged and obeyed. He is the vice-regent of God and speaks in his Father's name, and it is ours implicitly and immediately to do as he commands. We shall lose the promise if we disregard the precept. To full obedience, how large the blessing! The Lord enters into a league with his people, offensive and defensive. He will bless those who bless us and curse those who curse us. God will go heart and soul with his people and enter in deepest sympathy into their position. What a protection this affords us! We need not concern ourselves about our adversaries when we are assured that they have become the adversaries of God. If Jehovah has taken up our quarrel, we may leave the foeman in his hands. So far as our own interest is concerned, we have no enemies. But for the cause of truth and righteousness, we take up arms and go forth to conflict. In this sacred war, we are allied with the eternal God. And if we carefully obey the law of our Lord Jesus, he is engaged to put forth all his power on our behalf. Wherefore, we fear no man.